Speaking of baseball, Minnesota Twins, let's talk some Twins. Joining us on the fan line, not only from FoxSportsNorth.com, also Fox Sports North television star, Tyler Mason, on the fan. I understand you're on the tube tonight there, Mr. Mason.
I will. I'll be in the pregame show tonight, I believe, with Anthony LaPanta, talking a little Twins before the game tonight.
It should be that way before every ball game, Mr. Mason.
It's fun to do that. I enjoy doing that.
Who do you want us to call? We can make it done. We can get it done.
We've got a lot.
To renegotiate my contract, I think.
So what are you going to talk about tonight?
Well, I actually wrote a story today just looking at the Twins, how they use the infield shift compared to other teams in baseball. It's kind of a trend that's on the rise. So I talked to some of the infielders and Coach Paul Molitor just about how they go about that. So I'll talk about that a little bit. I think we'll talk about probably last night's game and maybe a little Oswaldo Arcia talk, too. So kind of running the gamut here tonight.
Arcia. We got the man crush here on Arcia here by Tubbs.
Oh, I've got a huge man crush on Arcia. Yeah. I just think he's that middle of that lineup, you know, 3-4 guy that I still believe, Tyler, that he can, you know, hit 275, 280 with 30 plus home runs in the middle of that lineup. And I think we saw it last night. I mean, the home run and the double, and I think if he can stay healthy, the Twins have a gem.
Yeah, you know, before the season started, I had big expectations for Arcia, and you know, I figured he could be a 25 to maybe 30 home run kind of guy for them. You know, the type of home run hitter they haven't really had in the past couple of years. And you know, at this point, if he was healthy, he probably could have 10 home runs or something like that, and you know, a handful of RBIs, and really make a difference in the middle of that lineup. But you know, so not having his bat in there has really hurt them, I think, the last couple of months. And you know, with two games in, he's already got three extra base hits. He had the double on Monday that he tried to stretch to a triple and was thrown out. And then last night, the home run earlier in the game, then he almost hit another one. I think he hit that double harder than he hit the home run, but it just hit high off the wall. But you know, when the ball comes off his bat, it you know, makes that sound that just kind of makes you makes you go, wow. So he can hit the ball a long way. He's fun to watch.
You know, I wanted to ask you about Aaron Hicks and the decision to switch to right-handed only, and maybe should he go down to Rochester to cut his teeth with that. But there's actually some news coming out of the Twins regarding Aaron Hicks in tonight's lineup.
Yeah, the Twins just announced Aaron Hicks is scratched tonight with a stiff lower back, and Danny Santana is going to replace him in center field. So just as I was sitting down to write my pregame notebook about Aaron Hicks and the catch he made last night and then the adjustment he's making to hitting right-handed, that news comes out. So not sure if he injured it on that catch you know, that I mentioned last night where he robbed the home run, or if it acted up you know, at another point. But we've seen some twin center fielders have some bad luck, including Hicks, running into that center field wall. Sam Folt got a concussion doing that. So I don't know if that was the case of the back issue tonight, but hopefully it's nothing long-term for the Twins. You know, they don't really have many other options in center field.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, this used to be an organization that was plumb with center fielders, with an Arts Band, Ben Revere, Aaron Hicks, and all of a sudden now they've got no depth. I mean, Danny Santana, didn't he come up as a shortstop and they're moving him to center? And I mean, what are they doing? Is there anybody AA or at Rochester that they could bring up, or are they basically as a duct tape and bubblegum at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a patchwork effort, I think, at this point. You know, they have Sam Folt still, but he's doesn't seem close to returning from that concussion disabled list. You know, he's still has some days where he has some concussion symptoms. And, you know, earlier in the year, they had a couple other center fielders, that Darren Mastroianni got claimed off of waivers, and Alex Presley got claimed too. So they tried to sneak a couple guys through the waiver wire, and it just didn't end up working out that way. So, you know, they really couldn't account for the fact that, you know, two of their center fielders at one point were both injured and kind of having to make do here. So it's, you know, it's been a tricky situation. And, you know, even in the corner outfield spots too, before Arcia and Willingham were back up. So that's been, you know, probably one of the biggest glaring issues, I think, with this team, is just the lack of a backup plan, you know, at center field.
He's Tyler Mason, FoxSportsNorth.com, also tonight on Fox Sports North. Talking Minnesota Twins. All right, what's the deal with the switch hitting with Aaron Hicks? Is this who was the first one to say, you know, Aaron, maybe you just stay on the left side,
right side,
or the right side? Just pick.
Right side, yeah. I mean, you know, from what we're told, that Aaron Hicks was the one that kind of brought it up to the Twins, and and Ron Gardenhire didn't object to it at all. You know, he's seen the struggle that Hicks has had hitting left-handed, and just as Gardy said, Hicks just didn't have confidence in that swing. So, you know, Hicks had a rough road trip out west in San Diego and San Francisco, and thought about it and talked to his agent and talked to the Twins and decided that this is the way to go, and this will let him focus. You know, more, you know, as a switch hitter, you're taking batting practice, you're worrying about both sides, and mm-hmm. you know, even within the game, you have to worry about switching and wondering who the pitcher is and how you're going to hit and all that kind of stuff. So I think it was just a little too much for him to handle, maybe mentally, and I think this will kind of help clear his head a little bit. And Gardenhire said even today before the game that he's noticed a little bit of difference in Aaron Hicks even the last few days, that he seems a little bit more relaxed now that weight of hitting left-handed is off his shoulders. So, you know, two games in, it's tough to say if that switch will make an impact. He faced two right-handed hitters, so he would have been batting left-handed the last couple of days. But, you know, I think just the way he was hitting left-handed, this could end up being a good move for him.
You know, when Oswaldo Arcia came off the DL, Twins assigned him to Rochester to maybe get him a few more at-bats is probably what I'm guessing, Tyler. And I know last year Aaron Hicks got off to that awful start, but the Twins, they kept with hopefully that he was going to break out, and he made some nice catches in center field. Are the Twins stuck with Aaron Hicks now at center field no matter what? I mean, is there a chance they could send him down to Rochester to clear his head, even if they don't have any other options in center field? Or are we too far into the process that they can't take that step back?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, they are in a tough spot right now. And, you know, Gardy said that ideally, you know, in a perfect world, they would send Hicks down to Rochester to work on that right-handed swing. But right now, they just don't have that luxury, you know. And until Sam Fold is back and healthy, you know, I think they're going to have to ride it out with Hicks, you know, unless they go out and acquire, you know, some type of backup center field caliber player, you know, whether off of waiver wire or in some type of trade. But, you know, I think as of right now, they're gonna do what they can and stick with Hicks and hope that, you know, things pan out with the switch that he's making at the plate. So it is tough just given the limited options here, but you know, I don't anticipate anything as far as, you know, going out and getting someone else, at least not anytime soon.
You know, last night was kind of a fun game to watch as a Twins fan, because you're sitting back and they finally tied up, and then I think, wasn't it like the top of the sixth that that ball was hit, that Escobar was going out and Parmalee was coming in, and I think it was Escobar called him off and the ball dropped and Moreland was at first. But to give up that run and then off of Joaquim Soria, for everything to happen the way that it did, Arcia with that double, and then, you know, Nunez, was he out of the base path when Suzuki hit that ball to Beltre? Was he out of the base path, or was he technically inside it?
From my vantage point, he looked like he was outside, but just reading some of the comments from the umpire last night, it sounded like Beltre never attempted to make a tag, I believe was the interpretation, and because of that, he wasn't ruled out of the base pass. But that was certainly a fluky play, and one that ended up being the difference in the game, really. But just everything that came together, like you said, the last play there by Santana hitting a little dribbler to Soria, and Soria being unable to handle it, just kind of an unusual way to win. But these are the kind of games last year that I think this team would lose. So, you know, after a four-game losing streak, they'll take any kind of win they can get, even if it's a fluky one like that.
Was that almost kind of a karma game for that pitching staff and Phil Hughes for the way that he's thrown over the past, I think the last seven outings, the least he's gone is six innings. But to go that far and not get the win, but to at least have the team back him up and be able to get that win when a guy's pitched so well, I mean, what kind of confidence can that give to the pitching staff?
Yeah, I mean, I think Phil Hughes certainly pitched well enough to get the win last night, even though he didn't get a decision in the game. But he's been rock solid for them in that rotation, and I think some of the other guys can learn and watch from him. You know, he hasn't walked a guy in, I think, 175 batters in a row now is where his streak is at. So it's, you know, that part of it's remarkable, and just getting deep into games is something that this pitching staff desperately needs too. So even if he's given up three runs in seven innings, I think they'll take that any time. It was just another game, you know, kind of like the last four or five that we saw, where this offense didn't look like it was going to be able to score many runs, and it's not the right night for Phil Hughes to give up three runs, because it looked like the Twins might only score two. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the breakthrough there in the ninth inning was big, and you saw the celebration on the field, and I think the little losing streak they went on was starting to wear on them a little bit. They didn't want to to get that and, you know, extend that streak and start maybe a little tailspin here. So to stop the bleeding there was big.
Well, and it was even against Scott Baker. I mean, they couldn't score against Scott Baker. And I was just shaking my head watching that. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and they thought they were going to be, you know, in trouble against Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
Sure enough, Scott Baker's the one that shut them down. So go figure.
Hey, Tyler, appreciate it, man. What time are you on the tube tonight?
Pre-game show starts at 6:30 Central. I'm not sure exactly when I'll be on. Sometime 6:35, 6:40.
DVR the whole thing.
Okay.
DVR the whole thing.
I will. Yeah. I will be. I'll be DVRing. So that means about 10 minutes away.
I have a tie on tonight. So
10 minutes away from getting. Yes, and you're about 10 minutes away to getting into makeup this afternoon.
Yep. Exactly.
We'll be watching, man. Have fun with it. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
And appreciate the time you give us, Tyler. We'll talk again real soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Tyler.
See ya.
Tyler Mason, FoxSportsNorth.com.